A linchpin of the European economy is now on track for a new government by Christmas.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by MassMutual, dedicated to helping lower-income families protect their children's education with MassMutual's LifeBridge program, massmutual.com.
From APM, I'm David Brancaccio with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics, coming to you from the Washington Bureau today. Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservatives today cut a deal with the center-left in Germany to form a coalition government that is pledging some serious new spending. The BBC's Steve Evans is in Berlin. Morning, Steve.
Good morning.
So there's going to be some more spending, it looks like, by the German government. What types of spending?
There's going to be more spending on what's called the Energiewende here in Germany. That's switching from nuclear to solar and wind. Chancellor Merkel, just after Fukushima, said the country's nuclear power stations would close. And that is obviously a huge job, a re-engineering of the whole economy. There's been some criticism of rising costs, but she said right out, we're going to keep balancing the budgets. And then she said again, we're going to keep balancing the budgets. Point three, there will be no rise in taxes on the rich. So some spending, but no real change in economic policy.
I mean, the government, if this coalition in fact does gel, will need the money for this from somewhere. Some of it is they're counting on lower interest rates and a little bit more growth.
They're banking on growth rising next year, certainly. It's pretty measly this year. So the assumption is that as that growth happens, tax revenues will rise, and that money can then go into investment in research and that great switch from nuclear to sustainable energy.
A big energy and budgetary shift apparently on the way in Germany. The BBC's Steve Evans in Berlin, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
From the Carolinas to Maine this morning, it's just filthy out there. The weather has settled over some key East Coast airports on this busiest travel day. If your mother is really counting on you showing up for the meal, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports on ways to work around the weather without bankrupting yourself.
If you're dead set on getting home for tart cranberry sauce and you have to make plans at the last minute, you're going to have to pull out your wallet.
Airlines, they know that this is a compressed time, so it's not going to be cheap.
That's travel writer Benay Wilson, who says airlines are already sending out delays and cancellations. The question is, how much will you lay down for a bite of those turkey wings?
If you're staying with the same airline, they want to get you on your way just as much as you do.
Brett Snyder runs the travel service Cranky Concierge and calls himself Chief Airline Dork.
If you can find another itinerary, it may have two stops, it may even have an overnight somewhere, they're going to be able to do that and it won't cost you anything extra.
Of course, if you're willing to cough up $20 to $50, Condé Nast travel writer Wendy Perrin says head to one of those lounges that seem to be springing up at airports.
It's just a comfortable place so that you're away from the pandemonium in the rest of the airport.
And while you're there, you can dream about the pumpkin cheesecake that awaits. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
Now let's do the numbers. The FT 100 in London is up about a 0.1% right now, about 7 points. Stock index futures in the U.S. are all up at the moment. In the U.S. smartphone market, the Windows phone seems firmly stuck in third place, far behind the likes of Android and Apple. But it's a different story in Latin America. New data show for the second straight quarter, sales of the phones with Microsoft system surpassed Apple's iOS and trailed only Android. In Chile alone, Windows Phone is up 50% over the last quarter. Let's turn to our friend Stephen Keppel, who covers economics for Univision. Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, David.
What do you think is behind this growth of the Microsoft version of the smartphone?
The middle class in Latin America is really growing. So the demand for access to the internet and smartphones is also increasing. And where Microsoft has been able to take advantage is mainly through their partnership with Nokia. They're one of the most affordable smartphones on the market, and Latin Americans are just buying them right up.
So that's part of the key, is that they're not the most expensive smartphones that are available.
Yes, definitely. I mean, a lot of economists for a while have been looking at what's the sort of magic price for smartphones in the developing world. And for a while, they've kind of said it's around $100. The Nokia Lumia 520 is priced just right around 100, sometimes even a little bit less, down to around $70.
I also was reading that Microsoft somehow is pretty good at Latin America. They must have good understanding of the terrain.
Well, I think they've definitely been there a lot longer than some of the other players, particularly Apple, you know, through both its computer products and the iPhone, has not really focused a lot on the region. So I think Windows has really taken notice of that, and it seems that their strategy is focused on emerging regions like Latin America.
It's also, do you think possible, Stephen, that brand preferences when it comes to some of this tech isn't quite as set in stone as may have happened in the U.S. and Europe? In other words, if you haven't really gravitated to the brand of your choice, you're more of a, well, to use the term, tabula rasa when it comes to some of this stuff. And that might have been an opportunity for Windows.
Right. You know, there's not this affinity with Apple products across the region in Latin America. You know, you're mainly interested in what you can get. You want access to the internet. You want to be able to make good phone calls, be connected with your family and friends. It's a very competitive market. And at the moment, Latin Americans are going for Windows phones and Android phones.
Stephen Keppel covers economics for Univision. Stephen, thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. It's been a pleasure.
And Burberry, the British raincoat people, have now lost exclusive rights in China to what had been their trademark red, black, and tan tartan pattern. Quartz is reporting that Burberry's Chinese rival, Polo Santa Roberta, has won the right in a Chinese court to use the Burberry pattern on its bags and clothes. The Chinese company apparently was fighting this one for the Scots. At a news conference after the decision, its lawyer scolded Burberry for monopolizing Scotland's cultural heritage. In Washington today, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.